Today I'm sitting down with Kimberly Tripp, and we're talking about some of the labs that she wrote for TechEd 2006. Today we'll be talking about SQL Server 2005 database mirroring. So Kimberly, can you tell me more about this lab?
Database mirroring is a new feature for SQL Server 2005, and when SQL Server 2005 shipped in November, database mirroring was deemed a feature for testing only and was not supported by Microsoft for production use. And it was really more so that they could enhance database mirroring and add a much better monitoring tool, and so that they had more time to work with customers to make sure that such an important, highly critical, and high availability feature was really ready for prime time. So SP1 just shipped in April, and what we've done is taken all the foundational concepts for database mirroring, as well as all of the new features that are in SP1, brought them together into a lab that I kind of laugh at myself. It's 54 pages long. It literally goes from end to end. But in it being so long, I decided that nobody is going to sit down for a five-hour lab, and you're probably going to be running from the computer listening to this interview right now. But it's not meant to be done all here. Something that we decided to do, which I'm incredibly excited about, is we decided to take this lab. I rewrote it again. I must have rewritten this lab like four times. And in the last rewrite of it, I split it into two primary sections. There's a part one, which I call Database Mirroring in Action. It's only 5 or 6 pages long. It's really fun to play with, and it'll give you a great insight into how database mirroring works and how the environment handles recovery and failover. But it's not like every single line of code and every little thing that you would need to do. Now, that part I would think would be great for you to sit down and do right here at TechEd. So then a lot of you are probably going to say, okay, there's this other part. When am I going to do that? We have decided to burn DVDs and give away those DVDs to all hands-on lab attendees that actually do our lab so that they can take it with them. And on that DVD is a VPC of the exact configuration that we have in the lab environment. In fact, it is the lab environment VPC. Now, don't think you can just walk away and take the VPC and not do part one. We're only giving this to people who have attended the lab and done the lab, at least part one, and then you can work on part two on your own. This was something we decided to do that's really exciting. I actually had to convince the team to put extra funds into this to burn these DVDs so that we could have them on hand. Part two, which I estimate is probably 3 hours long, is literally soup to nuts. It's configuration of all three of the database mirroring environments: high availability, high protection, high performance. It shows WMI events. It shows alerting. It shows database mail. I mean, it's actually really in-depth, and my friend Gert Drapers, who's also presenting at TechEd, that a lot of these SQL geeks will know, and I mean that in a great way. I'm a SQL geek too, but Gert kind of jokingly saw my lab and went, "Well, you've over-delivered again, haven't you?" So it's totally fun. When I was done with this lab the first time, my partner, he looked at this lab and he goes, "Kimberly, that's like 4 hours long. Nobody's going to do that at TechEd, right?" So then I rewrote it and I created the two parts, separated it out, and convinced the SQL team to give out these DVDs. So I have to admit, I'm really excited about this database mirroring lab. I'm just pleased with everything that I was able to put into this and pleased of the support that Microsoft gave me to burn these DVDs and give out this VPC, and I had to go through Microsoft Legal and all this stuff. So it's just really exciting. I mean, I'm sorry to just talk forever here, but it's just I'm really excited about it.
It shows. So if I were to sit down at the computer and do part one of the lab, how long would that take me?
75 minutes is more than enough time, but the thing that's maybe really fun is that there are some samples that are in there that you can kind of play around with. If anyone is kind of going, well, what happens if I do this, and what happens if I do this? Once you have database mirroring set up, which the lab will help you set it up through script, the thing that you can do in those 60, 75 minutes or so is actually go through the script and look at the steps and look at what the concepts are. To be honest, any lab, if you just click through it, you get through those labs in so little time than they're intended. With this lab, I would totally take a step back, and even though you could probably get through the lab in 30 minutes, the way that you're going to learn, and the way that I did that first section is I wanted to give you some extra time to poke around and do things a little bit more slowly, or you could start into part two and just not complete it, because part two is actually divvied up into six exercises in and of itself, and each exercise has sub-exercises. So, you know, if you find that database mirroring part one went quickly, you can actually go pretty much right into part two and kind of continue from there, or even better, in my opinion, go back to part one and go through the script more slowly and take a step back, look at it, and then maybe stop a server and see what happens. And just take the concepts that you understand about database mirroring, the whole reason that you're here in this lab, and think about what's happening and try it. You know, and that's the beauty of a VPC. Try it. See what happens.
I love the idea that I can get excited about database mirroring at TechEd and then bring it home with me and share and just explore more.
It was actually easy to convince them to do it. We have at least a few hundred, so I can't imagine anyone walking away from the hands-on lab without the DVD. So, yeah, it was great.
Who is database mirroring targeted toward? Is there a certain individual, a professional, that wants to sit down and learn more about database?
It's funny that you say that, because it really is very much so targeted into our always-on technologies. Our always-on technologies are technologies that will help you keep SQL Server available, so that if there's some form of a fault, client applications will hopefully be able to maybe even not notice that there was a fault, or if there is a fault, somehow transparently, maybe behind the scenes, the system kind of, quote-unquote, recovers from that fault. So it's what we would consider a fault tolerance technology, an availability technology. So the people that are probably the most interested are administrators. But to be honest, a developer who's writing an application that has to work with a system that could fail over to another server would have to reconnect if there is a fault. So developers might actually like getting some insight into how the system works and then also get some insight into something called transparent client redirect. And transparent client redirect is actually the main focus of part one, the database mirroring in action, the tech ed part. So really, part one I wrote so that DBAs could kind of see how it works, so that developers could see how it works. But then part two, I would say, is probably more focused for database administrators who literally want to end-to-end, set it up, configure it, monitor it, manage it, set up alerts, set up WMI, just everything. Part one is probably best for administrators, but it's really good for developers. I even put the transparent client redirect code that would go into your connect string so that you can actually get transparent failover. So it's great for DBAs and developers, and if the whole lab is done, I'd say more for architects, administrators, implementers.
For one thing, I don't know very much about SQL Server 2005, but this has gotten me really excited about it. I want to sit down and learn more about database mirroring.
No, that's cool. I think one of the things that makes SQL Server so much fun is I've been doing this now for 16 years, and yet there's still new technologies, new excitement in the area. This is probably by far one of my favorite features of SQL 2005. So, you know, when I wrote this lab and I kind of realized that it was spiraling into this monster of a lab and then went back and rewrote it, it just made me realize how robust, how extensive, how interesting not just the feature of database mirroring is, but all of the other related things you can do with it. So it's fun to hear other people get excited about it, too. Like I said, 16 years, and I'm still excited about this stuff. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's still fresh and new.
I wish everybody a great time with this lab, and I guess have fun is the only thing I would say.
And that was Kimberly Tripp discussing hands-on labs for TechEd 2006.